Giving and Receiving Compliments by Maria Fontaine.
The way in which we acknowledge compliments or appreciation is very important, especially as Christians who want to reflect the Lord's love. If someone gives you credit for something you did that also involved others, you should not only say thank you, but you could also say, Dolores and I worked on it together. That can help someone else who deserves credit to feel valued and appreciated. When someone compliments you, in most cases, it's best to resist the urge to say, oh, it was nothing, or don't mention it. Instead, you can say something like, thank you, it's nice to hear you enjoyed it. To see how important it is that you respond with a sincere thank you to a compliment, think about how it makes you feel when you compliment someone and they protest, oh no, I'm really not doing so well in that. I have so far to go. You can feel a bit deflated, since what they appear to be saying to you is, what you're saying is not really true. When someone expresses some positive appreciation for you, and you know it's not exactly that way, you don't have to respond as if what they said is completely accurate if it isn't. You can simply say a heartfelt, thank you, I appreciate that. I thought of this the other day when I told Peter how well I thought he was doing in overcoming stress. Instead of saying, oh well, I have a lot further to go, but I'm trying, he said to me, thank you, I appreciate you noticing that, sweetheart. It made me feel good that I had been able to encourage him. Plus, I'm sure it made him feel good to see that I had noticed. Compliments are meant to encourage you, so accept them as such. Also, when we say thank you, we should be careful not to follow it with a but phrase. For example, when someone says, what a pretty blouse you have on. You look so nice in it, it brings out the color of your eyes. You might feel like saying, thank you so much, but it's got a stain that I can't get out. The person probably didn't even see the stain, and if you were to say that, it could look like you're dismissing their compliment, which can make them feel a little bad when they were wanting to encourage you. Love inspires us to act in ways that are focused on others first, not on ourselves. When someone gives you a compliment, as a follower of Jesus, you should also think about them. To reciprocate that kindness, you could say, it's so sweet of you to say that, which is a way to show them you appreciate what they said. Or you could say, it's so kind of you to notice that. I'm encouraged by what you said. I think the main thing that we need to be focused on is showing love to our brethren, our loved ones, or even someone we just met. Even if we think that what they said is not quite right, we can still thank them for their kindness. For example, say you have a 5-year-old granddaughter who says, Grandma, you look so pretty today. You realize that this might be because you put on some bright lipstick that you don't usually wear. At the same time, you know your hair is a mess and you look very tired, but you still accept that she really does think you're looking pretty today, and you're happy about that. You're thankful that she can overlook the imperfections, so you accept it as such, and enthusiastically appreciate her compliment. The obvious compliments usually come in the form of words that point out the good in someone that you see or know by faith is there. However, there is also another form of compliment that carries some powerful healing balm for people's hearts, minds, and spirits. It can be living proof to them that they matter, that they are valued, and that they make a difference in this world. This kind of compliment is what you give when you invest time in listening to someone who may feel unappreciated, worthless, and without a personal sense of value. As you take the time to listen and encourage them to tell you more about themselves, you can acknowledge the things of value that many times are hidden or ignored that make their life special. Giving someone a compliment by way of your time and attention through listening communicates that you value who they are. I hadn't really stopped to think of this as paying someone a compliment until the Lord pointed it out to me. The more I think and pray about it, though, the more I'm realizing how true this is. Here is an example of what I'm talking about. As you read this, please bear in mind that it's not only the elderly who need to be reminded that they matter to others. A dear family member wrote me about how he had begun spending an hour or so each week visiting an elderly gentleman. They would sit and talk just as friends. Though this man had been a brilliant and successful inventor and designer, he struggled to remember much about his life. Both his spirit and body had grown weak. He'd all but lost interest in new activities, and was even struggling to get around his apartment. As this brother continued to show interest in the man's past, asking questions, and most of all listening to his stories, the elderly man's memory began to return. After a few months, he was recalling details that he hadn't remembered in decades. His physical strength increased, and he began to smile most of the time. He began to take an interest in the lives of others, and he even looked younger. It took an investment of time to be a friend and to value the life he'd lived, in order to help him regain his sense of self-worth. But it changed his life. Jesus does the same with each of us. He is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. He is always there when we need him. He is always willing to listen and to encourage us. Within his promises are some of the most powerful examples of the worth and value he sees in us, which is far greater than what we see in ourselves. It's that vision, born of love, that gives hope to those who are without hope. So, if the God of the universe is willing to invest his priceless attention to love, inspire, and encourage us, how can we do less when we find another person who needs the same? It is Jesus' compliment to us, and the same can be our compliment to others. This is how we know what love is. Christ gave his life for us. We too, then, ought to give our lives for others. 1 John 3:16.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at tfionline.com.